largest world radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Advocate Bangisi.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you, Mkosibe?
Very well, thank you. Mkosibe lukulu, kunjani, kuyaphileka?
I am very well. Kuphileka kamanda, kuyimbi too.
Oh, lovely man. Great to have you here,
sir,
on the studio. Now, we're talking, about, I'm going to say inverted commas, Sunday laws among the apartheid acts, that are heading for a repeal. Now, the Law Reform Commission has recommended a repeal of several apartheid era laws, which it says do not belong in a constitutional democracy. Now, the commission has put together an advisory committee to guide its work on the project to overhaul the outdated laws. And one of the laws the commission has called for to be repealed is the Sunday observance laws, which remain on the statute book. Now, this includes the Sunday observance ordinance of 1838 of the Cape of Good Hope, among others. Now, Advocate, please tell us, man, about what these laws entails and what their enforcement or lack thereof and penalties for non-compliance.
Okay. The discussion, let me say, it's very much going to be restricted by time, but let's
right.
go for it. Firstly, mm-hmm. In the Constitution of South Africa, we are governed by Section 15 when it comes to religious laws.
Mm.
And Section 15 clearly says that everyone has the right to freedom of conscience, religion, thought, belief, and opinion. That's a basic right of every human being in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, if you have a law that favors religion directly or indirectly,
mm-hmm.
that law has to be looked into.
Mm-hmm.
And the ordinances that we have in this regard pertain to the sale of liquor and other laws that would regard a Sunday as a closed day, as Christmas would be a closed day, or even the Good Friday would be a closed day of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
That being the case, it would imply no sale of liquor and no work on days like those.
Okay.
Now, they're going to be looking, the Law Reform Commission is looking into this because way back in 1997, there was a court case held in the Constitutional Court where the state charged certain people with contraventions. And those contraventions were contraventions pertaining to the sale of wine or liquor on Sunday.
Okay.
And in that particular charge, these guys who were charged with the law, a contravention of the law, they then went ahead to ask the court to nullify the validity of the liquor laws because they were a contravention of the Constitution and their human rights to religion.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are a secular state.
Mm-hmm.
And being a secular state, every person in this country has a right to do as it pleases him or her.
Mm, mm.
And that includes economic activity on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, South Africa is one, shall I say, takes the World Cup when it comes to drinking of liquor.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, unfortunately.
Yeah, South Africa takes the World Cup. And they were fighting that in light of the fact that the Constitution was somehow very wide and giving them the right to trade as they wished to do so. So we are faced in this country, well, at that time, in 1997, I mean, we are sitting now in almost 28 years later, we are sitting with a debate which debate comes from, 1997. Should the law restrict sale of liquor or not on Sunday? Should also people be encouraged to go and work on Sunday and be given full pay? That's the next question. Because Sunday, in the old tradition of Roman law to Roman Dutch law, going across to the UK and to America, there was always a law that was telling the people that Sunday is the law, you know? And therefore, they could actually make laws making it illegal to trade on a Sunday. We are now sitting in that debate. So the committee that you are talking about is supposed to look into those kind of laws in going into the future. And I can assure you this one thing. Ishmael Semenya, being one of them, is my senior in the group where I belong, Peter Chambers. He's a constitutionalist. He's a very good constitutional lawyer whom I think will easily say these laws should now be removed. There is another school of thought that says capitalism is beginning to win the battle, in that now that these laws are going to be removed, people will sell as they wish, and they will do so on Sabbath, on Sunday, on Monday, to any other day. At this moment, we know that on Sunday, the law pertaining to the sale of liquor, I think, applies from 2 o'clock onwards. But it used not to be the case. It was that if you have a license, you may not sell liquor on Sunday because it is a closed day. What is the effect of that on Seventh-day Adventists? Nothing at all. Nothing, no effect on Seventh-day Adventists, in my view. But let me tell you, the debate is going to eventually, in my view, go to the extent where we need to understand Sabbath is the Saturday, not on Sunday. Sabbath is not a Sunday. And the Constitutional Court in 1997 was faced with that kind of a debate that Sunday is the Christian Sabbath. But we know now from the laws of the labor law that where someone was forced to work on a Sabbath day, the labor law and the labor appeal court has said Saturday indeed is a Sabbath day. And you may not force people to go and work along, shall I say, against their consciences, where they actually observe Saturday as the Sabbath day. We are headed towards that direction. It's just that I think the Law Reform Commission is, for me, for now, still looking at very minute, very narrow approaches in terms of the religion that we have. The world view of Seventh-day Adventists is that there will be a day where people are going to say Sabbath is Sunday or Saturday. There is a day that is coming of that nature. But otherwise, the blue laws, and as I phoned you earlier in the day, they were just pertaining to these laws. And those apartheid laws came from, obviously, the Dutch people who came with them from home in Europe. Applying those laws to us, because both of them and the English still believed that the economy should not be contaminated by laws pertaining to the sale of liquor on a Sunday, it being, for me, the position at that stage. So they are just going to try and say those laws have now run the course, they should be removed for a good reason. That's what it is.
Now, what is the implication of their non-removal? I mean, looking at the fact that already, cite an example that you're saying, in 1997, somebody was charged, according to the law, for having traded on a Sunday with liquor. And does it remain effective and can be effected as the law, or does it have no implications at all if it remains there as the law?
Yeah, if it remains there, unfortunately, that article, it says apartheid laws. The fact is that these are economic laws,
mm-hmm.
and these are religious laws.
Mm-hmm.
If they are allowed to remain there, they will then be used in the future by any government.
Okay.
And you can literally see now that you have the ANC having formed the government of national unity.
Mm-hmm.
So in the future, you may have a new pharaoh taking over from the ANC in the future, and we look into this law and say it is good for them, let's enforce them, you know? So it's better that they be removed, they be looked into, let's say they be looked into, it's not that I'm radical in my approach, I want them to be removed.
Yeah.
Let them be looked into, are they constitutionally aligned with the constitution we have in this country?
Mm-hmm.
That is the question that the South Africans need to ask themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we know by now that at 2 o'clock on Sunday, you may not sell liquor. I always walk into some of these grocery shops. I mean, you can buy grocery at Spar, at Pick and Pay, at Woolworths, or at Checkers and Pick and other shops. You will find the liquor wing of the shops closed down using a curtain or some strong sail, and they zip it up. So it still applies today because there is a restriction on that part of the business.
Mm-hmm.
So if they don't deal with it and they look into it, it could imply that they are happy with what they do for now, in terms of restricting people, business people to sell the liquor or mm-hmm. the wine, all of it
mm-hmm.
on a Sunday. So
mm-hmm.
I am of the view that, and I propose, remove it. We are a secular state. South Africa is a secular state. Being a secular state, every person has the right to choose what he or she wants to believe in their religions. I was talking to a colleague just now before I came into the show
mm-hmm.
who says, no, the restriction sometimes would actually be good because then it forced people to stay and be with their families. They were not going to be drinking and getting drunk, you know. And that probably was a good value. I am of the view, value or not, here we are supposed to look at a bigger picture. Don't restrict religion to certain areas of the economy in this country. If you are going to do so, and don't be indirect as well, and restrict people in terms of the labor laws, and say if you come to work on Sunday, then you will get double the pay. That's an indirect enforcement of a law on people, you know? And it used to be that it was applied both on Saturday and Sunday. I know that now Saturdays, which is our Sabbath day, people, I think they get the normal pay.
Mm.
I don't know how your experience is, Zama, but it looks to me that Saturday, it's fine for people to can work without problems.
Yeah, yeah.
But on Sunday, if you go to work on Sunday, you get double the pay.
Mm.
If you get 300, you'll get 600.
Yeah.
That's an indirect approach to restrictiveness, or for that matter, non-restrictiveness of enforcement of the Sunday on the lives of people.
Mm.
And I'm of the view that let's fight the war straight, all of us. Let there be Sunday, let there be Sabbath, and let's know what is a Sabbath day, what is a Sunday. Let it be clear, and let it not be used in terms of money. But at the moment, yes, in terms of the economy, that's where we stand at the moment, you know?
Mm, 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 mm. Well, yeah. quite interesting that but these laws to date have not been repealed. And I do be quite excited, actually, to hear that you're probably taking the, you know, a radical route to say that, no, they've got to be repealed. They've gone, they're used by date. They should not be part of any of our acts currently. And do you think that just now, by the way, there would be an appetite from the legal fraternity, those who are supposed to be applying the law, to actually quicken this process of repealing these, or this will be like many other issues, take forever to do?
Yeah, I know this one has taken longer than we expected. Mm. This, in my view, has indeed taken much, much longer. If you think about it, the constitutional law made a decision in 1997.
Yeah.
28 years later, that law is still there, but it comes from the old apartheid era of 18 whatever. This was supposed to be the first that was that ought to have been attended to. And therefore, it would be more correct that it goes much faster with the law commission, probably before the end of the year. Maybe Parliament will look into it, repeal these ones and get them out of the way. After all, even if these laws remain, amen, people do no longer go to church on Sunday. People do as it pleases them on Sabbath, on Sunday, and therefore you have a country which is as secular as ever. And I think it is more right, I must put it on the record in the Adventist World Radio, if we are going to debate liquor in this country on radio, it is going to be a little bit narrow. Let's preach the gospel and let the country know that the Sabbath of the Lord is a Saturday, and it is going to be eventually a demarcation between those who worship the true Lord and Creator or Father in heaven, and those who follow Mammon, the devil and the beast, who is propagating Sunday as the Sabbath. We need to go to that direction, and Adventists, we need to wake up now and preach this gospel much than ever before.
Beautiful one. And yeah, very, very important, I must say, discussion there, so that we are all aware of, you know, the movements and everything that is happening within our region. Advocate Bangisi, thank you so, so much for your time and always joining us. Have a fantastic day, Feather.
God bless you, sir. Sure.
Blessings. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.